I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My favorite place to be, Anna Zapp.
It really is. It is. Raven will normally make references that are so outdated on this show and think that they're completely normal and people know what he's talking about.
It's totally true that people do know what I'm talking about because that's the part of the aspect of my personality that they love.
Okay. 2 days ago, at exactly this time, Raven said this. It's the first of its kind in America, a portal to see overseas. So it's basically, it looks like a big circle thing, and you look into it, and it's a street in Dublin.
Yeah. Don't try to jump through it like Stargate or something like that. I mean, the reference makes sense. It totally makes sense. I'm just saying, if you want to explain it, John, we're going to have to go through the time machine.
Yeah. The problem is that nobody knows what Stargate is. And we pulled a clip because it'll certainly not jog your memory.
He's right. That was in front of us the whole time.
Jackson has identified the seventh symbol.
Go ahead.
Programming seventh symbol into computer. Chevron 1 is holding.
No one knows what this is.
I mean, this is the worst clip that you could pull from this to try and explain what this actually is. But that's all right. It's fine. It's James Spader. He's just, you know, identified the seventh Chevron and whatever it is that he was talking about, and they said
clearly said symbol.
Well, whatever. When they lock him in, the seven go through, and then the room starts shaking, and then they send in a probe, and then it's on a different planet. All right, it's very interesting, is all I'm saying.
Producer John, please explain what is Stargate for all of us that have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, I'm so excited to do this. So Stargate's a 1994 science fiction action movie starring James Spader.
James Spader
and Raven's fake best friend Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. I mean, I say more. He wears a beret.
And that makes this reference 30 years old. It's about an ancient Egyptian portal that transports a group of U.S. Special Forces soldiers to an alien galaxy where they must defeat the bad guy. So it's kind of like The Mummy and Independence Day and Fifth Element, kind of all rolled into one.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the girl from The Fifth Element, well, it's not that one, the same girl, but there's another girl in there. She doesn't speak English and becomes James Spader's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically the same movie.
Yeah. Anyway, it didn't win any awards. It received mixed reviews. It did gross $196 million off a $55 million budget. That's pretty good. And it did spawn entirely too many TV spinoffs that ran until 2018. Nobody watched the spinoffs, but they continued to run. It was like The Walking Dead.
I mean, $200 million in what year was that, John? I mean, they could have basically built the Panama Canal, all right? Like, I mean, that's a big deal.
Raven, defend yourself on why you think that people actually know what Stargate is.
I mean, Kurt Russell wore a beret, carried a submachine gun, and James Spader came up with an alien girlfriend. And then they like cracked, it wasn't cold fusion, but it was something. It was like free energy. I mean, seemed like a good idea to me. To
cool, man.
Reference
yeah.
that.
It's really cool.
Yeah, the people definitely knew what you were talking about.
I love this game. This is fun for me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.